I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking that the implosion of the Republican Party has made its way to Sarasota. The once monolithic GOP is not quite on the same page as they once were back in the day when a wave of the hand from Mitch McConnell was enough to get the whole bunch of them change direction like a school of fish in a Jacques Cousteau documentary. However, those bygone days of only needing to prove your conservative credentials to secure party support are over. Just ask Liz Cheney of Wyoming, who lost her primary this week. Look up conservative politician in the dictionary, and her picture along with her father's will pop up. As many of you who follow the news may have noticed, as far as Republicans go, there's a new sheriff in town, and he doesn't even hold elected office. For Republican elected officials, failure to not just offer tacit fealty to the big lie that the 2020 election was stolen, but a full-throated support of it, can be a loser, as these midterms are showing. About 80% of the candidates endorsed by the Orange Menace of Palm Beach County have won their primaries. And now in Sarasota, which has turned out to be a hotbed of MAGA notables, they're looking to take over the party. I have to wonder what State Senator Joe Gruters, who chairs the state Republican Party and technically the county group, a responsibility he turned over to his vice chair, Jack Brill, must be thinking. Let's not forget Gruters first bent the knee to the Orange Menace when he was still punchline to a joke and first named him Statesman of the Year. Brill is now under attack by arguably the only general the former defeated president ever had, Michael Flynn. Flynn, who lives in Englewood, has applied to join the Sarasota Republican Executive Committee and said in an email to the Sarasota Herald that while he does not want the job as chair of the local committee, he does not believe Brill is the right man for the job. According to Flynn and the MAGA wing of the local party, Brill, like Cheney, has disqualified himself for leadership role in the local party by not being insane enough. First, he refused to accept an application from a person associated with Defend Florida, a far-right group that has amplified unfounded election fraud claims. And then he tried to distance the local party from an incendiary display of false information presented on mobile billboards that called a school board candidate a baby killer, and postcards calling three candidates endorsed by the local Democratic Party BLM, Antifa rioters, and want grooming and pornography in schools. I would have to guess that these days Joe Gruters must be wondering whether his constituency looks more like Jack Brill or Michael Flynn.